There's also degrees of punishment for the lost, as well as degrees of punishment for the saved. People that are children of God that do not do what the Lord says on this earth will suffer degrees of punishment. The chastisement of God will come upon them. Many times we fail to realize, and I used to ask this question, Lord, why is the man down the street, two of them living side by side, why is it that one of those men are extremely blessed and the other one does not seem to be extremely blessed? One of them has a nice car, a nice home, a nice family, and everybody's well. And the other one, he drives an old car. His fences are broke down. His house is falling apart. Him and his family is always sick and afflicted. And but yet both of them are the same age. Both of them go to church. But what is the difference? Well, one of those men is blessed and the other one's cursed. Although they're both Christians, their rewards on earth are determined by what they do. One of those men, the one that always does everything, that's got everything blessed, he's always in the Word, he's worshiping, he's praising, he never grumbles, he never complains. He is just an awesome man of God. He reads the Word to his family, he goes to church, he serves as a deacon, he serves on the boards, he's a Sunday school teacher. He loves God with all his heart, and he puts God first in everything he does. And everything he puts his hands to are blessed. The other guy goes to church, but he doesn't tithe. He doesn't read the Word very much. He is not an obedient Christian, so he is not blessed as near like the one that does. And the one that is really serving God here on earth is being blessed. He's also building his treasures in heaven. And one day, when he gets there, he will have a much greater position there than the man on earth that lived beside him, but yet was a Christian, but that didn't put God first in everything. But then the lost, the people that are lost, the people that do not know Christ as Lord and Savior. That's so awesome that right now they're not God's children. So you may see a lost person that's better off financially and better off physically and healthy and everything, more so than a Christian is, because they don't serve God. They don't put God first. They don't even know who he is. They're just going through life. They belong to the devil. They're a child of the devil. There's only two kinds of children. You're either a child of God or a child of the devil. Most people do not want to acknowledge that I'm not a child of the devil, but you are, because you're either the devil's or your God's, and there's no other area. You can't live in limbo. There's no such thing. So those people that are lost, we pray for those people and ask God to send the Holy Spirit to move on their hearts and bring them into the kingdom. And if that happens, and of course, if you diligently stay on God's doorstep for those people, you can change those people's life. You have to come against the enemy, rebuke the enemy, and then ask the Lord to send the Holy Spirit to save them and bring them in, convict them of sin. And when he finally does bring those in, the day he saves them, they're clean and pure. And every sin they've committed is taken away and washed clean and put under the blood. Boy, what a privilege. But at that point on, now they're held accountable. What are they going to do? Well, you say, what about those people that have that last-minute experience that come to know Christ just before they die? That's good. At least those people will be in heaven. And it will be better to be a buck private in heaven than to be a general in hell. Now, if you're lost, hell is a bad place. And it's going to be really awesome for the people that, and who knows what people may suffer that are lost on earth. They're totally at the mercy of the devil. They belong to the devil. They may have a tremendous life. They may have finances and money, power, everything you can imagine. But they die without Christ. Then the demons of hell come to get them. I know of a man that I used to witness to, and he absolutely would not believe in Jesus. Now, I went to see this man and tried my best to get him to come to Christ. But he kept telling me, Thurman, that stuff's not for you, but it's not for me. I don't need that stuff. Well, he never would accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And then when he got to be about, I don't know, I think he was 75 or whatever, somewhere in there, he got sick one night, and his sister and her husband took him to a hospital, and they checked him and said, you know, we really don't see anything wrong with him. Just take him back home. He's just old. Well, he had some internal organs that were failing. Some demons of hell were working on him. And on the way back home, it was about a 50, 60, 70-mile drive from the hospital to where they were taking him back to his house. And he kept telling his sister, he said, "Sis, look at those wicked things. Don't you see them?" She said, "I don't see anything." He said, "Sis, you don't see those things? Look at those wicked things. They're in the car with me. They're coming to get me." And she said, "I thought he was hallucinating." I mean, he was seeing something. And he died. On that trip back home, he was screaming and he died. She asked me, "What was wrong with him?" Well, let me tell you what was wrong with him. There is a man that refused to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and he was a child of the devil. So at the end of his life, although he lived 75 years, and he lived a fairly healthy life until the last few years of his life, that man, the demons of hell, came and took him into the pit of hell, and that man will be down there in torment and suffering forever. Now then, God will judge him, and he will be judged, and he will be tormented according to what he done here on earth. He didn't really appear to be a very bad man. You know, he was a pretty good guy. In fact, if you want to say that, he was just a pretty nice guy. You know, he didn't, far as I know, didn't run around on his wife. He was married. They lived a fairly decent life. He was a worker. He provided. He was a kind man and everything. But he refused to accept the free gift of Christ. And his reward was from the devil. And he belonged to the devil. So the demons of hell come and took him screaming into the pit of hell. How would you like to spend eternity in a lake of fire with demons tormenting you 24/7 and there's no end to it? Well, this man could have stopped all of that. All he had to do was accept the free gift of Jesus Christ. And it's such a simple thing. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Romans chapter 10, verse 8, 9, and 10 makes this statement. The word is near you. It is in your heart and in your mouth. The word of faith that we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that the Father raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The Lord will save you. All you got to do is ask him in however little you understand about God. All you got to do is say, "Lord, I'm sorry that I have done these things wrong. I want to stop living for the devil, and I want to live for you. I want to come over into the kingdom of God, and I believe, Father, that Jesus was sent by you to pay the price for these awful sins that I have committed. I ask you to forgive me, and I ask you to save me. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior." And when you do that, you're now a brand new creature in Christ. Your spirit has just been made alive. Now then, the Lord tells you, now go and sin no more. He says, "Study my word and show yourself approved unto me." Begin to study and learn who you are. Begin to build your rewards in heaven. If you will do that, if you will study the word, then you will begin to build your rewards. Now then, as you work day in and day out and you take the talents that God has given you, you can build great rewards and change everything here on this earth. And in a period of time, as you read the word and study the word and walk totally obedient to God, He will pour out blessings upon you which will be beyond your wildest dreams. He'll meet every need you have. But you must serve Him. You must read His Word. You must study His Word. You must believe these things that's written in the Word of God. And then you must stop sinning. If you were sinning, you got to stop it. Because if you let the flesh control you, it can still take you into hell. Even though you say you're saved. I had a woman, or I know a woman, that when she was a young girl, she got saved. Now, she was going to a church that taught her part of the Word of God, but she was not reading all of it for herself. She thought, like so many other people do, if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're okay. Now then, I can sin or whatever, and the blood of Jesus will pay the price for that. So, if I get saved, I'm now a Christian, I now become a child of God, but it's not that important that I totally walk over here in God's kingdom. I can walk over here in the world, and it won't hurt me. So, when she's about 18 or 19 years old, she met a young man. She started going with him. They got extremely close. What I guess you would say, fell in love with each other, at least sexually. They started having sex together. And then first thing you know, they thought, well, no use having two apartments. We'll move into one. They moved into one apartment. And now they're Christians, they say. They're both going to church. They're listening to Christian music at home while they're there. But they're living together like man and wife, not like two people that are not married. And one afternoon, the young girl decides to take a walk. And she's taking a walk. And while she's on that walk, God spoke to her in an audible voice. And He called her name. And He said, if you die in this sin, you will go to hell. Wow. See, that lines up exactly with what the Word of God says. She wasn't going to get any rewards. She was going to receive punishment. So she went home and repented, told that boy, it's over. They were going to move out. They were going to not touch each other. She was going to repent, ask God to forgive her. And they did. And later, they got married. And once they got married, now God blesses them. But that lady now is an on-fire woman of God. And God is answering her prayers, and she is a mighty prayer warrior. She is doing wonderful things for the kingdom of God. But this woman is building her rewards on earth and in heaven because she's obedient. Now, if you will make Jesus Lord of your life and you will put Him first, you will be able to receive great and mighty blessings here on earth right now, and you will receive eternal rewards that 'll be in heaven when you get there.
These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106 or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.